All right. Yeah, I like that. You know, God is merciful, and they don't get it.
Yes.
He loves man. He hates sin. He's done a lot to destroy sin. Daniel prophesied there would be an end of sin.
Yeah, Lord, that's true. That's right.
He's getting rid of sin.
He is.
So, actually, on the cross, that's where Jesus defeated it for us. And now we can live, we can fulfill the law like he did. If we, especially if we renew our mind, we have the heart of God. We have a brand new heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we're made in his image.
Yes, we are.
And the Lord knows what we're capable of. So
amen.
When we take time and study his word, we increase our capabilities. And if the world is allowed, then we decrease our capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so the word of God, the Holy Spirit, is going to guide us in all truth. The anointing on people, the Holy Spirit and others, they all work together for the same goal of helping us be more like God.
Amen.
And that's what, and people, you know, but Daniel said something. He said, the wicked will do wickedly. And then he said, none of the wicked will understand. So when people go wicked, they don't understand the theme of what God is doing. They don't know its purpose. They get estranged from it. They end up living a bit. Sin turns people into an enemy of God. If you don't drive it out of your life, it'll try to drive you out of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, they change their focus and they change their destiny. And they start trusting things they shouldn't. In verse 11, Jude gave us three examples: Cain, Balaam, and Kore. What Cain did was bad. What Balaam did was worse. What Kore did was even worse, because Balaam had he should have had a reference for what Cain did and what happened to Cain, the problems it caused. As close as he was to God, he should have known better. And Kore saw the works of Moses firsthand. He saw the water depart, and then he railed against him. So when people change focus, everything changes. And these are characteristics. Go back and look at them in verse 12. He said, these are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds, they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. This is the characteristics of people that once knew God that have turned,
yeah.
Or people that have are false prophets, false teachers, people who go along with the world now, people who have let compromise infiltrate their life. Then he said, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. You know, every star, the light that you see, it's really a sun. Now it's saying wandering stars. You know, the scientists said they once saw a rogue sun. Instead of being where it's supposed to be, it's moving like a comet, a sun. And that's what in other words, they can't fulfill their function. They're not doing what God created them to do. They're doing other things to the negative. To whom is reserved blackness of darkness forever. And then he said, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these things, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaks great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. Now, when people want to sin, I thought about Jeremiah. After everything had happened, people started being captured by the king of Babylon. A group of men, and you know, they came with Jeremiah. They came and sought him. And they wanted him to show them what the Lord would give him for them. This is Jeremiah chapter 42. Here it is. Verse 1. Then all the captains of the forces, Johanan the son of Kareah, Jezaniah, and the son of Hoshea. I hope I'm doing it right. Hoshea, and all the people of the least even unto the greatest came near and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, let, we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant, for we are left but few of many, as thine eyes do behold us. And the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. And Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to all to your words, and it shall come to pass that what thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you, and I will keep nothing back. All right. After they asked him this, 10 days went by, and then the Lord sent Jeremiah back. Verse 7 says, and it came to pass after 10 days, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, verse 7, and called Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said unto them, thus saith the Lord of Israel, unto whom you sent me to present your supplication before him, if ye will abide in this land, then I will build you up and not pull you down. I will plant you and not pluck you up. For I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. And then he said, be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith the Lord. For I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. Now they would have stayed in Israel. They would have stayed in Judah if they had just listened. But he continues on, and he warns them not to go to Egypt. Don't go down to Egypt. And then verse 19, the Lord has said concerning you, and I'm skipping their dialogue, but it's, you can see what was in their heart through the dialogue. But verse 19 says, the Lord has said concerning you, O remnant of Judah, go ye not unto to Egypt. Know certain that I have admonished you this day. For ye dissemble in your hearts when ye sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, pray for us unto the Lord our God. They had already decided what they were going to do. And they sent Jeremiah to pray for them, to see what the Lord would say. And when he told them not to go to Egypt, then they railed against him. And they defiantly said, we will do what, you know, we were going to Egypt. And they did, not only did they go, they took Jeremiah captive to Egypt with them. So they dissembled in their hearts. When people decide to live according to the world, they mean it. They do it on purpose. It's not an accident. But everything else is a camouflage. If they love the world, they're going to do wicked, and they're not going to understand. And they'll speak Christianese. They'll speak the language. They'll do whatever we do. If it's benefiting them, and they've turned, they'll act like we want them to act. But God knows the difference.
Yes, God does.
And then they put God in a position where he has to do something about it. And Judah's explaining all this, how the enemy's, his focus is he's afraid of church. He wants to tear it down. We expose him for what he is. So he can't stop the church, but if he can introduce compromise somewhere, he can work against it through people, just like the people who sent Jeremiah to God on false pretense. This is how their heart works. The wickedly will do wickedly. They're not like the people that love God. They're totally different. And that's what he's pointing out. That's why he described from verse 12 and 13, he showed us their characteristics. And then he showed us what God would do about it. They won't turn. They turn in their heart. So they become mockers. And they act like Brother Horton said, nothing's changed since the beginning.
Yeah.
We're going, and they make merchandise out of God's people. And they tell people what they want to hear. Now, when I would go in the presence of the Lord, I would hear from the Lord, and it would be structured so different than what I would hear people teach and preach. And I'm like, well, over here, God said he's more direct. And they're not. God is more, he tell you things up front like it's supposed to be, just like the Word does. But people make it, they dress it up. And I noticed the difference. So I stuck with what God said do. And my message was to follow him, and he'll guide you into all truth. The Lord is also managing things. He's giving grace to the humble, and he's resisting the proud. And so when you receive a message from him and preach it like he give it to you, your message will give grace to the humble and resist the proud. and you're in the middle trying to minister. Some people, I judge how things like the radio broadcast and the website broadcast, I notice what the Lord give me. I can't see the audience, but I can judge what's going on by the revelation that the Lord is giving, what he sanctions me to say. And he's responding to people. And, he's talking to people. So he's giving grace to the humble. And then it's structured in a way where a proud man, he's resisting the proud at the same time. But and this is what God, now, men don't do that. They just try to make everything the way people want it. But the Holy Spirit is told, he does it perfect. So what you're going to find is the Holy Spirit doing a perfect work in you. He's causing you to do a perfect work. And he'll anoint you to do it. And we have to trust him to do it. Whatever we trust God for, remember, faith is the verb form of trust. Whatever we're trusting God to do, we act on our faith to get it done. We pray the prayer of faith. We act on the word of God. But false prophets don't do that. They're wayward, and they're dangerous, and they're secret. All right, we'll pick up verse 17 next week. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word and your wisdom. I thank you for including us in your last days program. Help us to do all that's in your heart, ministering life to your people, being a blessing to all that will receive you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.